Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
O's football.
If you put any ounce of effort into betting on the NFL draft with research, you will win.
Joe knows baseball.
Am I insane for making the case for a pitcher fifth and exit, fifth in strikeout rate at 31%, but Robbie Ray is 100-1?
Joe knows basketball.
Jokic is down to 8-1. Before the year started, I grabbed him at 33-1.
Joe O knows the answers to your sports betting questions on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
Rawr.
There it is. Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, presented, of course, by BetMGM. And you heard it. It's time for Joe Knows sports betting questions to Joe. I don't know. What's my favorite one in there? Is it the baseball, the Robbie Ray? Is it the NFL draft one? They're all good.
Okay. I didn't know because you start laughing and I was going to say you laugh at the football, but I think that's just because the open's starting and you know what's about to go. Oh man. Yeah. It's funny.
It's my new favorite part of this football season.
We spent the entire break breaking down Bears Texans. I mean, we're just sick about the NFL. It's so ridiculous.
We didn't take a break from the show. We did a Bears Texans thing on the break.
Yeah. Probably literally the worst game on the board. Like, we were all in on it. Like, just some stuff that some of us didn't know, that we didn't realize about these two teams. Like, we're taking some deep dives on a Wednesday during the break.
So let's start there. I mean, okay. We're in Chicago. Well, you are, at least. I am, too. But let's start there. What did you discover about Bears and Texans? Yeah.
Man. Okay, so we've talked to some national football observers that have said that Davis Mills is better than people give him credit for. And I understand where they're coming from. And, Paul, they were a frustrating team for us. We would back them, and then when we would back them, we'd be wrong on them, and then you'd go away from them, and then they'd cover these ridiculous numbers when everything was set up to go against them. Davis Mills, is he good? I think this started yesterday on the show. We were saying, which team has a quarterback advantage? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'll tell you, when I look at the Davis Mills splits, I want to lean Fields, who's gone against what we think will be two of the better defenses in the NFL, in San Francisco and Green Bay, in a brand new system. So do we know everything there is to know about the Bears offense yet? I would lean no with a new OC. I don't think the offensive coordinator trusts him right now. But is he better? I'll say this. Mills is awesome at home. Been great. Like, if you compare his home numbers in a sample size of 7 or 8 games for each, he's Burrow or Rodgers at home. It's a quarterback rating of 108. Yards per attempt is 7.7. And then if you look at his road splits, God, is he bad. We're talking 14 touchdowns, 1 interception at home, 4 touchdowns, 9 interceptions on the road. Joji, it's so bad that I was looking up the quarterback ratings from last year, and if I go to the very bottom of all the qualified quarterbacks, his number's worse than that. I had to remove the qualifying so I can go down to Tim Boyle, who also has a quarterback rating of 63. Like, that's how bad he is. He He's backup in the league.
So just to add some context to it, I looked up who they played last year. So we know this year who they played week one at home. Indianapolis at home week one. He played well, right? They tied the game. And then they went to Denver in week two. Historically, a tough place to play. Denver's defense, pretty good. Last year, just looking through their schedule, they did have tough road spots at Cleveland, at Buffalo, at Indianapolis, which is a division game anyway, at Arizona, playoff team, at Miami, at San Francisco. A
couple tough defenses. Okay, a few tough defenses. Okay.
Yeah. So I think, and then they had Seattle at home. Their tougher games were certainly on the road outside of division last year. So, but it is stark, though. It shouldn't be that stark. It's stark. It's way different.
Yeah. And you do also expect younger players to struggle on the road, right? But the other part is what about the part that he's great? He's elite. That's the other thing. I don't care who you're going against. In a sample size of 7-8 games, a young quarterback is elite against some NFL defenses. That's something.
OG Plus wants to know if you think Mills is better than Fields.
Yeah, I mean, I
do.
Why? Yeah. I don't know.
I just think he throws the ball better. I mean, is Justin Fields ever impressed as a thrower yet in the NFL?
Let me ask you this way. And I will say that you cannot bring the argument that Fields doesn't have much around him. Because what does Mills have around him? Nothing.
Nothing.
And the coaching is worse with Houston. I mean, the guy had Coley last year. He's got Lovey this year. What?
Yeah.
That's really bad. Which player would you have moving forward? I think that's a better question.
I'd rather, if I had to take one right now and hope and bet, I would take Fields. I would hope and bet on Fields still. But if you had to win a game now. Sunday, I'd take Mills if I had to win a game Sunday.
You know what the hope is now, right? You're here in Chicago with Fields, right? After watching Monday, the hope now is, can he be Jalen Hurts? Yeah.
The Eagles passed on Fields last year. There was a lot of discussion in Philadelphia. Should they take him, right? Because they had Hurts off of just playing four games his rookie year. Wentz was out. They had a pick. They passed on. They didn't take him. I think that'd be a good outcome for the Bears at this point if he's Hurts.
I'll still say Fields. I want to see what it looks like. This is going to be his easiest matchup by far of the year. So I would take a look there. And I do think he's going to pass more. Those might be the two toughest defenses that they face this season. So I'm giving him a bit of a break there. And Paul was bringing up some great numbers about the Bears' offensive line thus far and how they're winning. Right?
I was shocked when I was just looking around at some stats this morning. But yeah, so pass block win rate, stat over at ESPN. So pass rush win rate is up there too as well. So highest pass block win rate as a tackle, Larry Borum, number 7, Bears tackle. Braxton Jones, also on that list. He's number 5. As a guard, Cody Whitehair, number 1, best pass block win rate in the NFL right now, 100%.
Wow.
And as a center, Sam Mustipher tied for first at 100% for a center with pass block win rate. So pretty good. And then, oh, by the way, Lucas Patrick, who I guess is a guard for them, got to be honest, didn't know that. He is 3rd as far as a run block win rate as a guard.
So how much is that? Is Green Bay getting gashed?
Yeah, right? They did in week one as well, though. So, I mean, it could just be a – yeah. So, okay. So, is it more of a Green Bay thing than a Bears thing? Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. That's interesting. And then in the first game – could you get any footing? Like, is there context to this, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That was looked at as a big weakness on the team coming in. So, those numbers are alarming and certainly noteworthy.
Stack a Dollar has a question for tomorrow night. He wants to know if you think Kareem Hunt can go over 42.5 rushing yards. I pulled up his game log. Week one, 46, and week two, 58. So that was against the Panthers and the Jets.
And he said rushing, right?
Yeah.
So it's always about the volume. Yeah. I mean, Chubb, yeah, we were going over the rushing leader. And as far as volume, Chubb is near the top. He's getting a ton of usage there. And it's always about game flow. Now they're going to make sure Kareem Hunt gets his series. The first two games, I'm more worried about the volume. It's been 11 and 13 carries. So that's the big part there. Man, the Watt thing, just no Watt there. You would think there's some sort of advantage. Not a player that really jumps out to me. But I'd add that if you think Cleveland's going to take control, if you're with the betting market as this number has been jumping up throughout the week, then yes, I'd be more willing to lean on the Browns run game because you don't want to trust Brissett too much. He was good this weekend, but do you think he's really going to be able to back that up? If you think the Browns are going to control this game, yes, I would take a look at Chubb and Hunt because you don't have to beg them to run the ball more. That's clearly the strength of that offense.
This one's interesting. Shane 50 GT. Will the team winning the AFC South have over or under 8 wins?
It's an over. It's an over. But I'll tell you, I was staring at that Colts win total of 7.5. After over two games, yeah, of course.
They were 10.5 before the season. It was 9.5 or 10.5. It was one of those. I think it was 9.5, actually.
We've gone way too far on this, haven't we? Yeah.
Now, well, that's now, what a shutout will do. A shutout in the NFL smacks you in the face.
God, they always get their butts kicked down there. This has been going on for 7-8 years. They can't win. I think it's a 7-year losing streak down there in Jacksonville. They always think they can't figure it out. And this year, they're a dome team, and they're playing in the heat to start the season. I just think this is an over-adjustment. Now, I'm concerned, and this is not the time where I would jump in on futures because I think the Chiefs are going to take care of the Colts, and they're going to be sitting there 0-2-1 after week number three. And over the course of the season, they have a soft schedule. Mm-hmm. But he asked about the AFC South. Yeah, I get the point. Remove the Texans, remove the Titans. It's about the Colts or the Jaguars. Can either of them go 9-8? One of them will. Good luck figuring out the team. You know, I still agree with the betting market. The Colts are favored to win that division. I still think they're going to win that division. Now, maybe the time to bet them would be after Sunday.
Love it.
Yeah. That might be the buy point. They lose to the Colts, to the Chiefs on Sunday. Buy point for the division, buy point for the win total. That might be it. That might be your best spot to buy the Colts. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily. On the other side, we'll dive in NFL live movement teaser looks for week 3 across league. That's next on the BetQL Network.